Blog Talk Radio.
I'm done.
he's done, I never shall forget what he's done for me. Certainly the Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad about it. It is because of the Lord's mercy we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is God's faithfulness to us today. We had fainted unless we believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And that's why we will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouth. It is good to be here on this Saturday afternoon, Saturday, December 2nd, 2023. It is the first Saturday in the last month of the year of 2023. Certainly, it's a day that we haven't seen before, and we'll never see it again. But the good news today is that God, Jesus Christ, is the same yesterday. He's the same today, and he's the same forevermore. So if the Lord should tarry until tomorrow, until next week, until next year, God will still be the same. For he's the Lord our God. He changes not. Again, thank you. God bless you, listeners. This is Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. And so we want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Let somebody know that we are on air. Our call-in number in studio, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. You can call in at the appointed time. Again, we would like for you to connect with us on social media. We are on Facebook. We are on Twitter. We are on Tumblr. We are on Instagram. If you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there's a direct link to each and every episode. And so we encourage you to connect with us there. In addition to being on Blog Talk Radio, we are also syndicated on Apple iTunes. We are syndicated on Spotify, and we are syndicated on Google Play. And what that means is immediately following this episode, you can listen in at any time. We want to shout out our sponsors on today, MPT Enterprise, Grandma Etta's Quilting, GPA 4.0, the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, Third Lounge, shout out to Melanated Beards as well. Again, we thank you, thank you, thank you. We encourage you to reach out to our sponsors. Perhaps there is something that they have. There's a product. There's a service that they render that would be good for you, or that would be beneficial for you. So we encourage you to connect with them as well. If you would like to write Global Gospel, you can reach us. You can write us at Global Gospel. That is P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. And certainly we want you to connect with us. Perhaps you are a musician, you are a psalmist, you are a community leader, you're a minister of the gospel, you're doing something, outreach, you're traveling the world. Listen, as long as you're being a positive influence in the kingdom of God for God's people, we want to hear from you. So we encourage you to email us and let us know what your gift is, what your talent is, and how we can assist with sharing that with the world. Again, we thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing. Shout out to our listening audience: New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, Washington, D.C., North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Michigan, Texas, Nevada, California, Mexico, Canada, Jamaica, West Indies, Suriname, Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay, Sweden, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, Germany, France, Italy, Switzerland, Hungary, Portugal, Spain, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, South Africa, the Republic of the Congo, Nigeria, Ghana, the Ivory Coast, Australia, Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan. We thank God for you for listening in from around the world. And certainly we can do it better together. We pray that something is said that encourages you each week or uplifts you or inspires you. For those of you that have joined Global Gospel for the first time, you may not be sure what our theme scripture is, but if you've been here before, then I know that you know what our theme scripture is and where our theme scripture can be found, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. And even if our gospel is veiled, this is the NIV version, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. And so today we came with the message of Jesus Christ, the good news and glad tidings, the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he lived, that he was born of a virgin, that he lived, that he healed the sick and the blind recovered sight, that the lame were able to walk, that the dead came back to life, that God healed all manner of diseases, certainly that he healed the sin sick soul as well, and that one day he died, he went on the cross, he shed his blood for the remission of our sins, he went into a borrowed tomb, he went to hell, but he conquered death, hell, and the grave, and he rose with all power in his hand with victory over death, hell, and the grave. And certainly because he lives, today we live also. We have life, and we have it more abundantly. And certainly because he lives, we can face tomorrow. So whatever your situation is today, if you have a financial need, if you have a spiritual need, if you have an emotional need, God is there to meet every need in your life. No need to be down and out. No need to be oppressed or depressed or suicidal. For Christ came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And so today, through the message of Jesus Christ, through the word of Jesus Christ, through the song of Jesus Christ, certainly we pray that you receive Jesus Christ into your life, into your heart on today, because certainly Jesus does make the difference. He does make the difference. And so with that being said, we are going to share some music with you on this Saturday afternoon, and we're going to come back and share the word of God with you as well. And so at this time, we are going to give another selection. Certainly that was, we started off, oh, you don't know, that was the Voices of Citadel, Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn, New York, Brooklyn. Certainly we thank God for Brooklyn. This next selection says, "Bless me." And certainly we need a blessing from the Lord on today.
One, two, three, bless me.
Bless me, bless me, bless me, guide me. Bless me, bless me, bless me, guide me. Bless me, bless me, God, not just for me, but so everyone around me can have everything they need. Let all these folks that see me, God, have everything they need. Bless me, bless me. Bless me, God, in me. Yeah. Bless him, defeated, he is our victory.
Come on.
Bless me, God, not just for me, but so everyone around me can have everything they need.
Let all the
folks that see me, God, have everything they need.
never forsake us.
We got everything we need.
Because God's a promise keeper.
We got everything we need.
I've got victory because
I've got everything we need.
I shall live and not die.
We got everything we need.
Because Jehovah's by my side.
We got everything we need.
Did I tell you he's a friend of mine?
We got everything we need.
Lift him up, lift him up.
So that the people around us that are in need can be blessed also too. Certainly the songwriter, I believe, said, when you bless me, I'll bless others. And certainly we thank God for the blessings of the Lord, for they maketh rich and add no sorrow with it. And so we know that God is in the business of blessings, and he said that he blessed us in the city, he blessed us in the field, he blessed us going in, and he blessed us coming out. And so we thank God for the God that has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. We have a particular passage of scripture to share with you on today. You can find us in the book of Revelation. It is the last book of the Bible in the New Testament, the book of Revelation, beginning chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw. That is the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. John, to the seven churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. On the Lord's day, I was in the spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, write on a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamon, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me, and when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet, and with a golden sash around his chest. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand, he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp, double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. I am going to stop there, and we will be back to talk further.
Thank you. you today for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for your word. For your word, they are spirit and they are life. God, let your people be encouraged. Let them be touched, healed, delivered, saved, filled, and set free. Because your words will not return unto you void. We thank you and we praise you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A Wealthy Place, one of my favorite songs, LaShawn Pace. If you read the title for today, the title says chapter 12. And we read from Revelation chapter 1, which is the last book in our Bible, the book of Revelation. And this is the month of December, which is the last month of the year, 2 days in. And certainly time is not waiting on anyone. For the psalm writer said, count the months as weeks, count the weeks as years, count the years as days, something like that. I have it somewhere. I'll play it for you sometime. Andre Crouch, to emphasize the fact that, listen, time is very short. And certainly we do not have a lot of time on our side. But today the topic says chapter 12. And this December is chapter 12 of our lives. We started chapter 1 in January. And so many people started out in January with us. Perhaps were living with you, working with you. They were perhaps your family members, your colleagues, your friends. They were your neighbors. Perhaps they were listening in with us on Saturdays or with you. They were here in January, and they're not here in chapter 12. And so this is the final chapter. And as we read books, sometimes some books are difficult to get through. They are difficult reading. And then I've experienced books that are easy reading and so interesting that you do not want to put the book down. And so chapter 12 symbolizes the last chapter of this book. And so what we want to share with you on today about life as we look at the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is the last book of the Bible. And someone suggested that when you're reading books, or sometimes everybody has their way of reading, especially when it comes to school. And some people like to start from the middle of the book. Some people skip chapters. Some people read the last chapter and read the last chapter first. Some people read the first chapter first. They go in sequence. Some books require you to be in sequence, and some books it just doesn't matter because the content is just the content. But here we are today. We've experienced good, bad, and ugly. We've had some good chapters, and we've had some bad chapters, and every chapter hinged on each other. But in this book of Revelation, we find John the Revelator, perhaps the last disciple of the original 12 that walked with Jesus. He is placed in a rocky, uncomfortable place. He's in exile. He's in prison. He's on an island called Patmos. And certainly he is, not only is he there, isolated, away from the rest of the world, being punished for his declaration of the word of God, for telling people that Jesus Christ is the Savior, that he heals, that he delivers, that he saves, that he sets free, that he walked the earth, that he is God in the flesh, telling men and women that they can be saved from their sins, that he is crying loud and he's sparing not and he's lifting his voice like a trumpet in Zion. And there's so much to be said about John. You could find out that John was dipped hot oil, all types of things and abuse that John endured, and we are reminded that we have to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. As a good soldier, you're going to be on the battlefront, in the battlefield. You're going to be a target, and sometimes you may be hit as a target. Sometimes you might have to take a bullet. You might have to take a wound. But the good thing is that God sees all and he knows all. And certainly God is a keeper. And certainly God loves us and he cares for us. And certainly even if we go through something, certainly he will bring us out. He will show himself in our lives and certainly in the lives of others. So chapter 12, last chapter is what I'm trying to say here. Last chapter, John is in a bad place. He's all alone. He's isolated. But the difference in John and somebody else that was just on an aisle by themselves, John said that he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And it's a good thing to know when you have the Spirit of God with you dwelling on the inside, when you have the Spirit of God dwelling around you, when you are spiritually minded. And so it gives you a different outlook on life. And so there are some things that the naked natural eye cannot see that you can only see in the Spirit. And so God allowed John to see what was to come in the world. And so when some of these events take place, or if they've already taken place or will take place, considering on how you want to look at it, if it signifies the times we live in, the church age, or whatever the case that you want to look at the book of Revelation, John saw it in the Spirit. And when you see things in the Spirit, people aren't always going to believe you. People aren't always going to follow you. They may laugh at you, make fun of you, poke fun at you. But it's good to know for yourself that I know that my Redeemer lives, as Job said, and he shall stand at the latter day. And so that's all we need to know as we go through life, is that our Redeemer lives, that certainly we serve a risen Savior. The Bible says that in our scripture for today, he's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He is, he was, he is to come. Jesus Christ is in our past, our present, and our future because he's an omnipresent God. So there is nowhere that we can go that we can hide from him. The psalm writer said, if I make my bed in hell, he is there. He's there. He's not affected by it, but he's in your situation, in your bad situation. He's in your good situation. It says, I take the wings of the morning and fly away. God is there. So we need to know that everywhere we go, God is there. As John gives us the conclusion of everything here, he lets us know that, listen, the important thing about the book of Revelation, and I've been challenged to, in the last month, read the book of Revelation along with one of my colleagues in ministry, and certainly we've shared a discussion on this book and certain chapters. But the one thing to know is a lot of people are afraid to read the book of Revelation because of the imagery, can't see God being that kind of God. But listen, God is a God of blessings, and he's a God of judgment. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And so you have to trust in God and believe that, listen, if you do something or if somebody else does something, listen, payday is going to come. The world and other religions, Christianity doesn't use this particular word, they call it karma. But over here in God's kingdom on the Lord's side, it's the law of sowing and reaping. You reap what you sow. If you sow to the flesh, you reap of the flesh. If you sow to the Spirit, you reap of the Spirit. And so this is what John is telling us. Listen, you've got to get in the Spirit. How do you get in the Spirit? You have to study. You have to read God's word. You have to pray. You have to consecrate. You have to separate and set yourself aside. And even here, John, it looks like he was in a bad place physically, but he was still in the Spirit. He still had God's protection, and God was speaking to him. And so today, all these years later, God is still speaking. God is still moving by his Spirit. And so it doesn't matter the imagery that we see in the book of Revelation, the images of what's going to happen in the world, what's going to happen in heaven, what's going on. That is not as important. It's important to know that this is the kind of God we serve, and it's important to know that there is a place that we will spend eternity, but the important thing is to know that you have a connection with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. No matter where you go, know that God is there, God is with you, he'll be with you in six troubles, and in seven shall no evil come nigh you. Know that even when you're being lied on, when you're being mistreated, when you're being persecuted, when you're in the valley, that he'll never leave you or forsake you, that he'll be with you always, even until the end of the age. John was in the Spirit. And so God chose him to see all these things, to write these things, to share these things with you and I, that whoever reads this would have a different kind of understanding about God. And so many times we just want to be surface people. We want to touch the surface of God, but certainly God is requiring in this day and hour that we, in this last chapter, at the end of the year, that don't just touch the surface of God, get to know God, the unsearchable riches of God's word. Get to know him and the power of his resurrection. Know that whatever you go through in life, good, bad, and ugly, is so that you can know him. Just to know him is a good thing. It's a good thing because when you know God, you handle situations better. You look at life differently. You are able to encourage other people. And so that's why God has placed us here, to help one another out, to help each other bear each other's burdens, to lift one another up. The Bible says, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his brother. Amen. So this is chapter 12. Listen, you make the best of this last chapter. Perhaps there's something that you didn't get on this year that you wanted. Just purpose in your heart that you're going to
get it by faith, that you can trust and believe in God. To get in a place where God can use you and you can let your light shine, that men may see that your good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. God bless you on today, chapter 12. One of my brothers shared with us earlier this year, it was this year, last year, Eric Maurice Clark, To Know Jesus. His grandfather did a recording, and it's a little bit of old school song, but listen to it. To Know Jesus. Stay tuned.
Oh, oh, to know him. Oh, oh, to know him. He's light in darkness. He will brighten your gloomy path. Oh, to know him. I say, oh, oh, to know him. Oh, to know who Jesus is. This man, oh, to know this man, someone who bears my troubles, and in return brings me joy, oh, to know this man, oh, oh, to know this man. Oh. sleep. In times like these, when you can't tell good from evil, he restores my faith. Oh, oh yes he does. Well, well, he keeps me great company. He's the savior of my life. And oh, oh, to know who Jesus is. I know him because he walks with me, and it keeps me from Satan's snare. He rocks me in the bliss of his love. Oh, I'm glad I know him. It's truly joy just to know him. Oh, oh, do you know who my Jesus is? Do you know Jesus? Do you know my Jesus? Do you know this Jesus? The one I'm talking about. Do you know this Jesus? That died on the cross for you. Do you know this Jesus? He's the Alpha and Omega. Do you know this Jesus? Do you know Jesus? He's a friend of mine. Oh, Jesus, he is the friend. He's a friend of mine.
To know Jesus, Bishop Jesse McDowell from Chicago, Illinois. Certainly, we encourage you to follow Gospel Diaries, Eric Maurice Clark on YouTube. Well, we thank you for listening to us on today, and certainly we are coming to the close of the hour. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. We are in chapter 12. We are 2 days into chapter 12, and certainly we want you to know that God has been faithful. And certainly we encourage you to get in the spirit if you're not in the spirit. And certainly if you're already there, stay in the spirit. And certainly keep the faith and look for what God has to show you on this particular day, hour, and season. Karen Clark, there is a place, a secret place, a place where I can go. Stay tuned. Thank you.
wanna go.
There is a place, a secret place, a place where I can go, for he shall hide me in his tabernacle, in the secret of his pavilion shall he hide me. And certainly I love that song, Karen Clark Sheard, and certainly we thank God for her, her ministry, the Clark sisters, and we know that they're on tour right now, and they have been a staple in gospel music, in the gospel music world. But there is a place that we can go. And certainly we are just about come to the conclusion of the hour. And we thank God for his goodness and his mercy, for his loving kindness, and how he has allowed us to share with you chapter 12. And we are living out chapter 12 as it is now, and how God has brought us safely thus far. And certainly we believe God to keep us and bless us continually. And certainly we want you to know, is there anything that you perhaps missed on today that you can go back immediately and follow this episode, and you can listen to us here on Block Talk Radio, on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. Apple iTunes, Spotify, on Google Play. Please like and share. Please connect with us on social media. We are looking to hear from you, our global gospel family, our audience that is listening around the world in whatever city, state, or country that you may be in. Certainly, we thank God for you, for your life, and just continuing to be a part of the Global Gospel Experience. We are going to, it's 5 minutes after the hour, and certainly we're going to give our closing prayer on today and send you off. Andre Crouch, It Won't Be Long. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for another day we've never seen before, God. We ask that you continue to move by your spirit, that you lift heavy burdens, that you destroy the yoke of bondage, that you bind the enemy on every hand that came to steal, kill, and destroy, God. We loose your blessings, your favor, your prosperity, your anointing among your people. For you said, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And so, God, we ask that you continue to bless us and keep us, that you cover us with your blood, that you bless us in the city, bless us in the field, bless us coming in and going out. Let men and women and boys and girls that know that you are God all by yourself, that you are serious God, that you are God that executes vengeance and judgment, and not just a God that blesses us. But we thank you, O God, for being a rewarder of those that diligently seek you, God. We thank you today that by your stripes we are healed. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all, God. We thank you and praise you for all things, for life and more abundantly, for salvation, healing, and deliverance. Thank you for sending your son Jesus, that we might have a right to the tree of life. This is our prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you. Amen. Every Saturday, 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Andre Carlson, Disciples, It Won't Be Long. God bless you.
It won't be long. They will be leaving me. It won't be long. We'll be going home. Thank you. be going home.
Count the years as months. Count the months.
Count the months as weeks.
Count the months as weeks. And
count the weeks.
Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know when Christ shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him just as he is, in all of his majesty, splendor, and glory.
Right now, but remember,